We will move on now to our regular agenda, starting with oral reports from commissioners. Any reports or comments? Yes, Commissioner Rodkin.
I just have a brief comment. Let me say first what I'm not suggesting. When you hire a consultant, you can't totally micromanage their project and ask them for reports every 15 minutes on what they're up to or something. But the project that we've sent out to a consultant for the realignment or for the alignment of the rail service, it's got some really big questions in it. And because it's been so long between start of that and when we're going to hear about it, probably January, whatever, rumors start to fly. And so I just want to make a comment that it's important that we not come just have delivered to us a final, here's the alignment, without some updates in that process when there are major kinds of changes to what people have sort of conceived about. And I'm just going to give two examples. One, the rumor that the train's not going to serve the west side of Santa Cruz. Maybe not. I don't know. But it's like that's something the public should be able to weigh in on before you get a final report saying, we're done with our work, give us our money, and we're going to move on. Another has to do with the what we're going to do with downtown and the where it goes in front of the boardwalk and the downtown. Is there going to be an alignment? Because there had been discussion earlier about a possible alignment that actually went down 3rd Street over to Front and eventually over to Chestnut. That was, maybe that's just a fly and nobody's, that's impossible or whatever. Or whether it's going to be elevate, the boardwalk's going to be served with an elevated train in front of it so that people don't have to go through fences to get there. These are big, big issues for the public, and they need to weigh in on them somehow in the process of developing this. So I don't want to specify, you know, when we need this report. I want to be really clear. These are rumors. I don't know if there's any truth to them, either of them, or what's going on exactly. But there, we need probably more public updates. We've had some good updates. I attended two of them on how we're going to, the methods we're going to use for ridership counting and so forth. But sort of keep the public more involved in general in this earlier part of the process so we don't end up with a final product that's just dead on arrival. That would not be productive use of a lot of money we're spending on this study. That's it.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Chair. I guess just on behalf of the City Council and the citizens of Scotts Valley, welcome to our fine city. Usually, sometimes we have our public works director might have a video or come here and talk a little bit about what we've been doing with respect to projects. I guess the only thing that we did have a full City Council meeting on the future of Scotts Valley Drive. If you drove up here, you can kind of notice that the drive doesn't look so good. And part of that is we're waiting on going through the various options of what the city wants to do with respect to safety, particularly for bicycle and pedestrian safety. We had a pretty lively discussion. The term lane diet came up and where it would make Scotts Valley Drive instead of 4 lanes down to 2. That was rejected, and we're going to move forward with Scotts Valley Drive retaining its 4 lanes, but at the same time enhancing the safety for bicyclists by expanding the 5-foot bike lane to more like 10 or 11 feet. Second thing, which was brought up in public comment, was with respect to e-bikes and bicycle safety. You know, routinely, Scotts Valley Police Department provides bicycle safety classes, usually on like a Saturday morning. It's advertised in our schools. With respect to the e-bikes, you know, I did a mayor's message, and what kind of really threw me over the top was, you know, just, and this was in Santa Cruz, seeing 3 12-year-olds on an e-bike going the wrong way on the sidewalk. I mean, it's a little bit crazy out there. So I think, you know, to back up what the gentleman said about e-bike and bicycle safety, we should have something that the RTC does in terms of advertising and holding real classes, because, you know, I never like to go to doom and gloom with respect to, you know, it's just a matter of time that XYZ is going to happen. But I just see on every day just how much people, kids in particular, are riding literally 2-3 times, no helmets and whatever, and that has to be rectified in some way. I also, with respect to pedestrian safety, and I appreciate those comments, pedestrian safety, if anybody drives at night, okay, and I know you all do, you know, the number of people that walk or ride their bikes, but particularly walk, walking their dog, just out for a jog or whatever, and there's no reflective aspects to their clothing, they're always wearing dark. To me, it is just a matter of time before somebody gets hurt. You know, walking on crosswalks at nighttime, drivers don't see you. So again, I think that's something that we want to at least explore. Maybe that's an item for, was it 27? That we talk about funding for future things, maybe providing some sort of reflective gear that people or schools can provide for their parents and whatever. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Any further commissioner reports?